Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to our broadcast, we thank you so very much. We really appreciate you. If you are a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We have been on the air since 2008, and we are still growing strong. We appreciate you all. And we welcome you every Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So welcome to Issues Concerning Women. I am Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. I will be riding solo tonight. My sister friend has an event that she needs to attend to, and so she's holding it down there, and I will be holding it down here. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. Thank you again. I'm Francine Humphrey. We're going to jump right into our program this evening. I want to share with our audience a wonderful experience that I had on yesterday. I had the honor and pleasure of being interviewed on WVEC Channel 13. Veronica and I have put together, and Veronica is the lead on this, and I'm just going to stand next to her and support her in this endeavor, put together a program where we are looking to do something beyond the march. And if you follow our program, you'll know that a couple of weeks ago, we actually had a prayer vigil and candlelight service at our office where we brought together about 15 women to talk about what is actually going on in the community. Veronica has been talking about this for many years now, long before the passing of George Floyd, but wanted to do something. Veronica McMillan just could not sit back this time and listen without doing anything. So she wanted to reach out to the community and be a sounding board, but also have an outcry for racial justice following the death of George Floyd and so many others that have gone on before him at the hands of police brutality. And not only that, but other individuals who have lost their lives. Veronica's son is a former police officer, so this is near and dear to her heart. And she put together this amazing program called Beyond the March. This program will be initiated for 3 years. It is a three-year project, and she is looking forward to partnering with other small businesses, other nonprofits, community leaders, police officers, city council members, Senate delegates, anyone who wants to come alongside of us, join us, and make that change that we want to see. And if you missed it on yesterday, you can catch it on WVEC. We were interviewed by Janet Roach. And Veronica just shared with the listening audience what she really wanted to do. And her quote was, "Everybody is seeing this as a wake-up call. I believe, and we're silent no more, and we have to do this thing together." Veronica is so passionate about this, and I'm really, really excited for her. And I wish she was here tonight so she could explain it better, because it's her initiative. But just being able to walk alongside of her is very inspirational for me, gives me an opportunity to express myself in a way that I otherwise may not have been able to. And at the prayer vigil, the women who came together, it was a time of mourning, a time of some release and relief, and a time for women of all colors to talk. So it was a great program. We held it at our office in Virginia Beach, and it was just really, really quite an emotional event. You just had to be there. There's really no words that I can say to express it. During the interview on yesterday, I actually got the opportunity to share some of the things that I feel about what is happening now. And we also had with us Dean Gomez, and she expressed herself. So if you get the opportunity, I would like for you to go to WVEC.com, and it's entitled, I'm going to check it now, Beyond the March, Chesapeake Woman Seeks Solutions Towards Racial Equality. And it's a very good article, very good piece, very well written. And some of the things that we talked about, being in that setting, it gives you the opportunity to not just to speak about what you're feeling, but to listen to others who are struggling with this, because we know that so many people are. And being that I am a pastor, I get to express myself in a way that I don't do from the pulpit, but just coming alongside my sisters and brothers to discuss these things that are bothering us. We can no longer just sit idly by and think this is going to go away. It's not. Between the pandemic and so many lives that have been lost, our nation is devastated. We must do something about it. And it takes each individual to look at themselves in the mirror and say, what is it that I can do to make the change that I want to see? What is it that I have to do? And somebody said to me recently that so many people have to have a change of heart. Our hearts are hardened to all that we see. Of course, there's always going to be violence. There's always going to be death. It's a part of life, and we know that's death. And I don't mean to sound callous about it, but that's a part of what our makeup is as a nation. But when we're looking at each other, do we look at each other as human beings first, or do we put other things before what we actually see? And so that's the question that I always have pondered and asked myself. When I walk into a room, what do people really see? Not that I care about what they think about me, but what do they see when they look at me? And what do you see when you look at someone else? We also had the pleasure of having Cheryl Turbin, who is running for a city council seat in the Rosemount District, I believe. Did not misquote that. And so she really was very adamant about her reasoning for coming, because she was really upset about the passing of George Floyd. She had never seen anyone die before, someone taking their last breath. And so that was quite devastating for her. She wanted to come and talk about it as well. So we're opening the dialogue. We are having these conversations. They're tough conversations. Let me tell you, it's not easy to sit in a room of your peers and have this kind of conversation, but it is necessary, and we must do that if we're going to move forward. And I really believe that we can. This is a time of reflection, a time of educating ourselves, and a time where we can actually just sit down, look at who we really are, and try to figure this thing out and move forward. And so one of the other things that I'm excited about and I wanted to share with you is Veronica's next step. We had the first initial part of the program was a phone call to leadership in the community. And I must say, and I always have to be a truth teller, that we didn't have as many leaders on the line as we had hoped. We had some who said they wanted to be there, but for whatever reason, things do come up, and we do understand that. I actually put out a challenge to some of my clergy friends and people that I didn't even know that know me and who follow me on Facebook, and if you're in the ministry, to reach out to me so that we can talk about what we can do as a community. And we want to start at home. We want to make a difference in our own neighborhoods first before we go out and venturing out into other neighborhoods, because we need to see something different. We have to change our way of thinking. Our hearts have to change. Our mind has to change. And we know sometimes none of that's going to happen until it really hits you close to home. And I think for a lot of people, it did this time. We see our young people out marching, which is so relevant for this time and this occasion. But we don't want it just to stop there. We want it to go beyond the march. We want our young people to know how important it is that they be on the right side of history. We just can't march and not do anything else. We have to take some form of action. And one of the things that has been prevalent in my mind as we come together and look at what we're doing and realizing that we as a community can stand together, we need to make sure that everyone who has the right to vote, and that means that if you lost your right to vote, that you get it reinstated if you can. Everyone who has the right to vote be a registered voter. That's important as well. And if you are really wanting to see change and you get to that box, that place, that polling place, and make your voice be heard. And I know some people say my vote won't make that much difference, but you can see as a nation what has happened when we sit out. As the African American community, we can no longer sit out. We have to be involved in everything. I've seen a lot of posts about Black Wall Street, but I must say, if we ever want to see anything that resembles that in our African American and brown communities, then we're going to have to be the ones that do it. Nobody else is going to do it for us. When are we going to stop just talking about something? When are we going to take some action and do some things? And I know we have blackout dates that are going on. We have shop and buy only black and brown products. And I understand that, and I'm all for that. But what else are you going to do? Can you do? What can you think of? So I challenge anyone who is listening to the sound of my voice today, I challenge you to look at what you can do to make it better. What can you do? Because that's so, so important. One of the things that I am really pleased about is that through this radio broadcast, podcast, we are able to reach so many different people. So if you're listening to this broadcast tonight and this is resonating with you, I implore you to reach out to me or Veronica. And my information, I'm going to give it to you right now, so I hope you have pencil and paper ready. If you would like to talk to me about anything that I've talked about or anything that I have not talked about, an issue that you think we should bring up, then please, by all means, reach out to me. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. You can reach me at icwdirector@gmail.com. My website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you would like to contact Veronica McMillan, if you own a nonprofit organization, please contact her at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. Veronica is more than happy to assist you in anything that you would like to know about starting a nonprofit. Or if you're already in a nonprofit and you would like more info, go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, and Veronica will be able to help you. She'll be more than happy to assist you. If you have not started your nonprofit yet, because I know there are some people listening to that tonight and they are thinking about it, it's on your mind, you want to do it, why not give Veronica a call and have her walk you through your first steps? And that's the most important thing. If you wanted to start something, then you have to do it. Nobody can do it for you. The other thing that I want to talk about tonight is looking at where we're going. And just like I talked about, beyond the march, what are we going to do? So three things have already happened. We had a phone call with community leaders. We had our candlelight prayer vigil. And then we had an interview with WVEC.com, and it was very well done. And our interviewer was Janet Roach. And so we want to give a shout out to Janet today. The next thing on our agenda is a program that Veronica is putting together to reach out to our children. If you were not with us in among the women that were talking, we were all moved by a grandmother who talked about her 7-year-old granddaughter being afraid of the police. And when she would see them, she would duck down in the car. So what we want to do is make sure that you have the opportunity to look at our story, click on it, read the details, and then get in touch with us. We don't want our children to fear the police because the police are there to protect us. Are they afraid of because of what they see? More than likely, yes. Are they afraid because of what people say? More than likely, yes. And so we're going to do two discussions with children ages 13 and under. So we'll keep you informed about that, and I'm really excited about that. The first meeting is going to take place on August the 20th, August the 21st, 2020. We will give you more information as we get close to that time. And so, again, if you're interested in finding out more about any of the things that I mentioned, please contact Veronica at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. We're really excited, and we know great things are going to happen during this time that we're going to be together. This is a 3-year initiative, my family and friends, and I know that a lot of you will probably more than likely be a part of it. We're getting calls every single day about people that are interested in what we're doing, so we're very, very excited. I'm going to take a break for just a moment, but I'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time tuning into the show, you are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We thank you. I want to continue on with the program this evening. We are so excited to be with you. Veronica is not here with me, Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. So I'm holding it down tonight for my sister friend. If you would like more information about anything that we talk about on our programs, please contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com or Veronica McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Moving right along with the show tonight, we want to talk a little bit about finances. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because we know so many people are going through so much in this particular time. So I want to just give you a couple of tips for anyone that is being challenged right now. And one of the things that I want you to think about, of course, this is a different time, and we're thinking that maybe this is going to go on, the pandemic is going to go on a lot longer than we thought, which is probably true. So now what are we going to do? How can we get through these next few months? Because if you really look at the economy, a lot of people have gone back to work. Yes, that's true. Bravo. We are excited about that. But so many other organizations will not be able to open. And if they do open, what is it going to look like? We're not even sure when our children are going to go back to school. And if they go back to school, what is that going to look like? So we have so many things that we want to bring to the forefront and bring out, but you know, we have to take baby steps. I don't want to rush into anything and telling you you need to do this and you need to do that. That's not my job to do that. But what I do want to do is to talk to you a little bit about finance. where's your money going to come from? What are you going to do if this ever happens again? So the one thing that I encourage everyone to do is to educate yourself about money. Some of you may not know, but I am also a financial services representative. And that being said, it's a lot of different trainings and programs that are available to you. And one of the things that I offer as a financial services representative is the opportunity to sit down with you and to educate you about money. We use safe money strategies that help you to first find where your money is and where it's going, and then putting into place when you're ready some strategies that can help you along the way. I truly, truly understand that this, again, is another tough topic. But you know what, family and friends? We can no longer just put our head in the sand. We can't do that anymore. We have to be open to making changes. We have to look at who we really are as individuals. We have to look at ourselves collectively and then look at our nation. We all have been devastated at some point or another by the pandemic or the things that are happening in the nation with the killing of George Floyd and so many other things that are going on. We know that this is an election year, so there's a lot to think about and a lot to process. So I don't want to overwhelm. I just want to talk a little bit about thinking about starting a budget. Because if you listen to my other show that we have that comes on Fridays, Finances with Francine and Friends, we actually walk you through how you can start saving money. And the one thing that I tell everybody that I teach, everybody that I talk to, is you need to pay yourself first. When you're planning for finances in a time of uncertainty, you just don't know where the money is going to come from. You don't know how you're going to be able to feed your family. And this is devastating for me, and especially since I'm in this industry, when I see so many people spending money in a way that is not conducive to what they should be doing, but more conducive to their lifestyle. So we have to stop thinking about money emotionally and start thinking about it mathematically and scientifically. And that's one of the things that my organization teaches as well. So one of the things I want you to think about today, this is going to be really short and to the point, so I only have a few minutes. Where does my money come from? That's the first thing. Because if you are going to talk about sticking to a budget, you have to know where your money is coming from. And then the next thing you have to do is look at where it's coming from and how can you increase your funds if you need to, or how can you budget so that you're never without funds. Because the fascinating thing is to be in a situation where you don't know where your next dollar is coming from. That is so scary for so many people. The next thing we want to talk about is where does my money go? And talking about that, that's where the budget comes in. When you start looking at a budget, you want to say, okay, this is how much money I have every week. And every program that I've clicked on today, because I wanted to share some stuff with you, there is something, a commercial in the background. So please excuse me for that, because I wanted to share that information with you. So, and we're having technical. Oh, this is actually the program from WVEC. So I'm going to have to click back over there because I wanted to give you the log on for this particular program. And so I hope that you, again, would go to WVEC.com. I didn't realize that I had queued up the actual video, but I want you guys to see it. So looking at a budget, the thing that you want to do, so please excuse that little interruption, but you know it's all good. We're live, so we have to kind of go with the flow. When you're thinking about a budget and a spending plan, the first thing you need to do is, one, know where your money is coming from, and two, how are you going to hold on to the money that you make? So looking at what we're going through right now in the past 4 months for some of us and some for a little bit longer, we know that if an emergency comes up right now, we're going to be devastated again. So I want you to think about what I just said. Pay yourself first. Put a little bit away every payday. So what does that look like for individuals? Some of us, it's every 2 weeks. Are you putting anything in savings? And you're probably saying, Francine Humphrey, I don't have anything left. I have a zero budget. I work with a lot of people that have that zero budget. They don't have anything extra. But the truth be told, if you sit down with a financial services representative, I can almost guarantee you that they can find some funds somewhere. And so what we actually do is put your information through what we call a funnel. We look at everything that you have going out, your mortgage, your rent, your utilities, your car payments, your insurances, your debt, your education, if you're in school. We look at all of that. And as we look at it, we try to help you find a way to reduce some of those costs. And if that means you have high interest rates on credit cards, maybe that's one of the areas that you can work on to decrease that amount that you pay every month by getting your interest rate lowered. So that's just one of the things that we think about. And when we talk about your mortgage, you may not be able to fluctuate with your rent so much, but with your mortgage payments, you can definitely make arrangements with your lender to make those payments twice a month instead of once a month, which, again, will help you pay off your mortgage a lot quicker. So there's a lot of things we can do. But before I get into all of the weeds about the money, I just want you to think about how you can start to first pay yourself first, think about where your money's coming from, and think about how you can start saving a little bit of money every day, even if it's just $5 a day. So think about that. We spend $5 a day. Actually, we spend about $20 a day if you really start thinking about it. We don't spend $5 every day. We may spend $2 on Monday, you know, $7 on Wednesday. But then Saturday rolls along, and then we go out and we go shopping, and we may pick up lunch for ourselves, or we may treat somebody else to lunch. And so if you average it out, we spend about $20 a day. So that's one of the things that I want you to think about today. When we're looking at our future and what's going to happen, of course we don't have a crystal ball, and nobody knows what's going to happen. But the one thing I know for sure, as long as we are here, we should be able to live a life not just to survive, but to thrive. The one thing that I said in our mission statement, we're here to create economic independence for all women, their families, and the men that they love. I always say that. And what we're thinking about is, one, providing that information to you, but two, also letting you have that voice and giving you the opportunity to talk to us about what it is that you need. Here at ICW, we create different programs and strategies to help women and their families, because we know that this is a devastating time. We know that something must change. I'm so excited that you were able to stop by today and hang out with me. I miss my co-host, Veronica McMillan, but she'll be back next week, hopefully, to be here with me. But just in case, I know I went over a lot of things today. Think about, what is it that you can do beyond the march? How can you be involved and help make a change in our economy? How can you make a difference in the lives of our children and for generations to come? Because, see, it's not just about you and me. It's about generations after generation after generation. It's about our legacies. It's about seeing how we can make a difference, make this world a better place, much, much better than it was when I came. And so that's my saving grace. That's my why. I see women all the time making so many strides, and I'm so very proud of you. So ladies, keep doing what you're doing. Gentlemen, keep supporting the ladies in their endeavors. Know that we're in this thing together. If you would like more information about issues concerning women, please contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to the website www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. To contact Veronica McMillan, if you are a nonprofit, if you want to start a nonprofit, you go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. This has been another exciting evening for me. I'm always excited to be on the broadcast. I hope you will join me and Veronica next week for another exciting episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Have a fabulous evening, a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.